Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Robinhood Markets, Inc. NASDAQ. Hood. Q2 2023 Results Earnings Conference Call August 2, 2023 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Key Takeaways. 1. Robinhood's Q2 2023 results showed GAAP profitability for the first time as a public company. 2. Customer assets under custody grew to $89 billion in Q2 2023, a 13% increase compared to Q1 2023. 3. The company had over $4 billion in net deposits in Q2 2023, demonstrating a 21% annualized growth rate. 4. Robinhood achieved a total net revenue of $486 million in Q2 2023, a 10% increase compared to the previous quarter. 5. The firm's products such as stock lending and instant withdrawals continued to accelerate, with Q2 revenues growing by an additional 20% above their Q1 2023 levels. Positives. 1. Reaching GAAP profitability as a public firm. 2. Sustained growth in customer assets, net deposits, and total net revenues. 3. Continued acceleration of new products, leading to increased revenues. 4. Significant growth of equity and options market share. Challenges. 1. Regulatory developments that the company continues to monitor could cause future variances in results. 2. Although the acquisition of X1 is seen as a strategic move to diversify the business, there are challenges in integrating and scaling a consumer credit business. 3. The firm's exploratory growth strategies, such as launching brokerage operations in the UK and Sherwood Media, face uncertainties and potential roadblocks. 4. Robinhood aims to sustain significant growth while maintaining a lean cost structure, which could be challenging considering the scope of their innovations and growth strategies. Robinhood discussed its achievements over the past year, including new product developments and enhancements to customer experience. The company also shared its plans for capital deployment, including mergers and acquisitions, M&A, and share repurchases. Notably, the company is working towards purchasing 55 million Robinhood shares bought by Emergent Fidelity. It has seen its first quarter of GAAP profitability and fifth consecutive quarter of revenue and EBITDA growth. However, Robinhood still plans to focus on driving profitable growth over time. The executives also fielded questions regarding the company's stock, the introduction of AI into Robinhood's applications, and the potential for dividends. They also discussed the acquisition of credit card provider X1, and how it can help the platform scale credit to its 23 million customers. The company has faced challenges such as top management selling stock and a post-IPO valuation below expectations, and is working on steps to rebuild investor confidence, including share buybacks. The financial trading app Robinhood, despite focusing on long-term passive investors, such as those saving for retirement, recognizes that active traders make up a disproportionate amount of its revenue and it must aim to cater to their needs. The company has made progress over the past year, but MAU metrics might not reflect this due to the nature of its user base. However, Robinhood is working on strategies to attract more customers and re-engage inactive accounts. One such strategy is Robinhood's acquisition of X1, a credit card company. This move is part of Robinhood's broader aspiration to become a one-stop financial platform, and to attract Robinhood's typical customers who are credit card primary, and younger customers with limited credit history but good earning potential. Furthermore, the X1 acquisition will diversify Robinhood's business, allowing it to access both transaction-based interchange revenue and sticky lending revenue. In terms of downsides, costs per employee are currently high compared to fintech and retail brokerage peers, but Robinhood is focusing on cost reduction and trying to grow in a lean and scrappy way. The company has also noted a decrease in the take rate of options trading, linked to overall lower market volatility. Despite these challenges, the company stressed that it is aiming to maximize GAAP EPS and free cash flow per share, and that it has strategies in place to leverage its strong position in the market. The company also highlighted its high-quality underwriting and loan book targeting high-quality credit profiles as key strengths.